This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, rethinking the relationship between man and animals. But first, the holidays are traditionally the busiest time of the year for the nation's supermarkets. Many stores are now relying on new technology to move shoppers through more quickly. In the past few years, thousands of supermarkets have installed computerized self-checkouts where customers can ring up their own purchases and bag their own groceries. From Winston-Salem, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For a supermarket owner, she's the model employee, a checkout clerk who's always on the job, always accurate, and always perky and polite.
Thank you for shopping at Lowe's Foods. Please select your payment method.
About a year ago, this Lowe's food store in Winston-Salem removed one of its old-fashioned checkout lanes, the kind with a clerk working a register, and replaced it with three computerized talking self-checkouts. Now, customers here have the option of unloading their own carts, scanning their own groceries, and weighing their own produce.
Touch the items button to select.
Okay, I don't know what kind of onions these are. I think it said Spanish onions. Well, we'll go back.
Weigh your sweet onions. Move your sweet onions to the belt.
As she completed some holiday shopping this week, Barbara Blevins chose the self-checkout lane rather than waiting for one of the living, breathing cashiers. Blevins says she's become a regular user of the machines.
It's because there's hardly ever a line here because people are still intimidated by these things, and it's because it's less boring because you're doing it yourself instead of standing there waiting for somebody to check you out.
The supermarket industry has rapidly embraced the idea of do-it-yourself checkouts. About 25% of stores nationwide now have them, up from 16% last year. Kroger, the country's largest grocer, has installed about 2,000 machines, and even non-food retailers like Home Depot are testing them. At Lowe's Foods, a regional chain in North Carolina, Vice President Gary Watson says the technology has proved popular.
We find younger people certainly accepting it, younger people with kids absolutely loving it. We find older people are getting acclimated to PCs and computers, and it's a way for them to do something that they've got to do anyway, which is shop and actually use a computer. And we find the acceptance very, very good.
Indeed, industry studies show that at stores with self-checkouts, between a third and a half of customers use them. Watson says the devices reduce lines at the registers, lower labor costs, and help the company deal with a shortage of qualified workers.
Sometimes it's hard to find the skill sets of the people that want to work and be on their feet for 6-8 hours a day servicing customers behind check stands, and we think that self-checkout's a great alternative.
Support for the machines, though, is not universal. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union represents about 1 million supermarket employees in the U.S. and Canada. The organization's Greg Denier is concerned that self-checkouts may cost grocery workers their livelihoods.
The new technology is not widespread enough for you to see wholesale displacement of workers yet. The long-term impact, however, will be to eliminate cashier jobs, which are some of the best jobs in the store.
Other critics worry that once the novelty of self-checkout wears off, customers will begin to resent the extra work. Kevin Koop publishes MorningNewsBeat.com, a daily internet newsletter on the retail industry. He says grocers who rely too heavily on self-checkouts might chase away shoppers who long for the personal touch.
While self-checkout may actually move people through the checkout lines faster, I think food is a subject about which people would like to have a human connection. People would like to know that the place where they buy it is the place where they feel connected.
If you wish to purchase this item, place it on the belt.
Back at the Lowe's food store in North Carolina, company executives are quick to point out that even with self-checkout, human cashiers remain on the job for shoppers who prefer personal service. Shoppers such as Nash Hardy, a retired school administrator. Hardy has never used an automatic teller machine, his wife won't pump her own gas, and neither is interested in ringing up their own groceries.
I'd rather deal with a human being than a machine, and that's a personal thing with me. I'm smart enough to use it, but I'd rather talk to somebody. If I have a complaint, I can't fuss at that machine. That's the person.
Industry analysts predict sales of self-checkout machines will top $1 billion next year as chains rush to install them in more and more stores. Meanwhile, some supermarkets are testing the next generation of do-it-yourself checkouts. portable computers that customers wheel around in their shopping carts so they can scan each item as they take it off the shelf. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.